a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
This meeting to order. If the secretary take the roll, please.
Representative Boland?
Here.
Fargin?
Here.
Gosch?
Here.
Junkie?
Here.
Kirkby?
Here.
Lust?
Here.
Roush?
Here.
Wismer?
Here.
Bradford? Senator Brown? Senator Cutler? Senator Olson?
Here.
Senator Peters?
Here.
Senator Rodin?
Here.
Senator Sekulow?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. I have forgot all my stuff at home. I packed everything except for the two folders that have this and my e-board stuff. So I do have an agenda, though, so we're in good shape. Those visiting, thank you for coming. The weather is nasty. I see we got some from Sioux Falls. Is anybody farther away than Sioux Falls? But welcome. We will continue to post our meeting dates and times, and I hope you can attend most of those. I'm assuming that some of you will attempt to attend them all. At this time, I think to make it official, we probably should have a motion from someone to... I talked with Senator Olson before we started, and our preference would be that we act as co-chairs, and that most often I will run the gavel. And if someone would like to make that as a motion, I would entertain that.
So moved.
Second. Representative Junkie, second by Peters. Senator Peters, any other discussion on that? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, so moved. Other organizational items.
That's about it. Gee, we had all these nice little ballots cut up and everything. And
I don't know. No do we have undue pressure on people that they're willing to just go along with that?
No.
We do need to, I think, set up our tentative schedule for the summer and through till our special session that we're going to have in October. So I know Representative Fargin sent me a list with Representative Wismer's dates that didn't work, but I forwarded them to you, but I did not, I don't have those with me. She's got them there. So our first meeting, other than this one, we should we could probably work on our calendar. I think that's our most important thing to do at this point.
What?
Representative Junkie.
Mr. Chair, how many meetings and days are you anticipating this to undertake? Have you thought that through? Are we looking at 5, 7?
I will defer to the 10 years ago to the last redistricting committee on how many that they had, and will that be efficient number, Mr. Fry?
Yeah, my recollection is we had I think 4 last time, 4 meetings, but you can have you can make your choices. Of course, generally you'll want a sufficient amount of time in between each one in order to lay out the maps in kind of a format that you want and get those out and let people study them and so on. Should note that we have data from the Census Bureau. It's loaded into the machine, into the computer. We have it essentially installed in a GIS system, and we have purchased a program called AutoBound, which is the program that we used the last time to do redistricting. It's specifically optimized for redistricting projects for state legislatures, so it should give us a considerable amount of power and ability to draw much of what you want. You will need to discuss whether or not you want to establish conurbation districts for the Sioux Falls and Rapid City area. That means that you simply decide what the external boundaries will be, take it out as a piece of the puzzle, and let the locals decide how they want to subdivide that area, and then bring it back into the overall map. That has been done the last 2 or 3 years, or the last 2 or 3 times, but it's up to you. You don't have to do it that way if you don't want to. So those are things that you'll need to decide, and you can wait till the first meeting to decide that. It won't take them that long once they know what the externals are, and there needs to be some discussion, and we need to draw you. We need to get the right number of people. I would note that I believe the optimal size of a district is 23,262 people, give or take. You can vary five. Well, the court cases have established that you can have a variance of up to 5% each way. So you do have a little bit of leeway in putting that together. And also, as you know, one of our big hurdles to clear is that once you have established a plan, we need to send that plan to Department of Justice Voting Rights Division in D.C. for preclearance. As luck would have it, our adversary in the last redistricting case is no longer with the ACLU. He is now on the staff of the Department of Justice in the Civil Rights Voting Rights Division. So we'll see Brian again before this is all over, probably.
In the minutes from 10 years ago, it looked like the state tried to get preclearance before the special session, but that they wouldn't give it. Is there any indication? I mean, is that pattern going to be repeated?
The reasons they gave us were valid reasons at that time, and I suspect those reasons. I would bet probably 70-30 that those reasons will remain the same. There's a possibility, but those reasons are likely to remain the same because they simply wanted a solid plan before they went at it. We can certainly try. Yeah. Right.
I think the unique makeup of our state with the reservations and that mix is just going to have more eyes looking at it than some other states. So I'm anticipating that it'll be tough to get it approved as it was in the past, but
they got it to us in pretty short order because our special session last year was on this, or last time was on the same date in October roughly, and they got it back to us in pretty short order. So you'll have time to, if there's a problem, you'll have time to look at it during the session. If there's no problem, then and there was no problem the last time with the Department of Justice, so that didn't arise until later. One thing I could note, Mr. Chairman, you will want probably to consider some meetings in Indian Country this year to get input from Native Americans as to their location or as to their preferences and so on. And you would need you'll have Senator Bradford, of course, to help set that up, but you'll need some help from the local legislators.
And did in the last redistricting, did they not have two meetings on the same day down in the reservation area?
They did. They went down. Well, I think they stayed overnight. I think they had successive days, if I remember correctly. First one on Rosebud, second one on Pine Ridge at Wolf Creek, I believe.
So. Representative Junkie.
I'm trying to remember back. I think we did 2 days, and then we did a one day where we went to Mission in the morning and then drove over and did Pine Ridge in the afternoon. That was our single day, and then we did two and two for our four meetings. So we did just the day that we were in on Rosebud and Pine Ridge. We did one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and that was our single day. I think those are the ones that are named in the Voter Rights Act of 1965, I believe, are Rosebud and Pine Ridge that we felt we needed, that committee felt they needed to be on site with those. That's 10 years ago memory, Mr. Chair.
You're doing pretty well. If we have four meetings or five, but I would have... I'm looking at a calendar in my head, and I'm thinking that June, July, August, and September, one in each of those months, and would give us enough time between to analyze the information we get back, to plug that in and look at some maps and that type of thing. And I don't know. I guess I'm open for further discussion on that. As we get later on, we probably could do two in September if we needed to. Or even one in early October before we come in and make the recommendation to the legislature as a whole in our special session. So does that open for discussion?
Senator, I guess, Peters, why wouldn't we do some work up front? Why would we push everything to the back end of after summer, I guess? Is there more?
My feeling is that we're overload on data on the front end, so more time to analyze it, and as we narrow it down, it doesn't take quite as long to revisit proposed options, is what I was thinking, but open for discussion. We could do two in June and less on the back end if that's the preference, but I think with our committee, it's going to be a struggle finding a date that works for everyone. And I think we'll, I guess I'd like to have the first meeting, and my vision is the first meeting in Pierre, and then we would take them out, travel, probably Sioux Falls or Rapid City and the reservation or somewhere in that type of combination. So we hit the major population areas in the reservation and then come back here for the our final decision before we present it to the legislature as a whole. Any input? Assuming our first meeting will be in June, is there any dates that won't work? Representative Fargin.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think what I submitted to you between Susan and I, the 9th and 10th, the 17th, and the whole week of the 19th. For work purposes for me, and I think this is the same for Susan then too.
Busy guy. Representative Gosh.
June 8th and 22nd.
Okay. Anyone else have dates that they know won't work?
This will be a peer meeting.
I think we should meet in peer the first time and.
Yeah, for me, I got tickets in Kansas City for the Twins on the 2nd and the 3rd of June, so put that down.
They'll be out of the hunt by then, so you don't have to worry about
it. Sacred dates. He may be a Kansas fan.
Yeah, right.
Representative Kirkby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only conflicts that I would have in June would be the 16th and the 17th.
Okay. There's still quite a few days left in June, but I think they're all Sundays.
I wanted to start the first one in May, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately, the chair will be absent in May. I'll be in some cemetery somewhere. The 16th is the one that is not available, 16, 17, and then 19 on that week.
13.
Well, if we're here for e-board, that would be great for those coming for e-board. We could do 14th or... I think we'll put the agenda... I think their first one will be a two-day meeting. I think we'll do as much as we can so we can process as much information in the next month.
We got just one e-board.
There was a conflict through the 20th with one member. You mentioned 20th,
14th, and 15th. How's that look in your?
Well, that's fine for me. There was another conflict. Brian had a job that had a conflict until the 20th, until the 18th, I think.
22nd.
16th to the 22nd?
8th to the 22nd.
Well, if we can tie it in with the e-board meeting, that would be obviously great for me, but it doesn't have to be then. But who cannot make it on the 14th and 15th? Get two of us.
Is that June?
In June.
I might not be able to. I don't know. We've got a Native American caucus in Hawaii sometime in June, and I'm not sure what the dates are.
In Hawaii? Do you need an assistant?
Vegas here.
The 13th is a Monday.
It is.
Assuming.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
6 and 7 is probably
perfect. I like the 6 and 7.
6 and 7?
Well, the 6 would not work for me, but the 7 and 8 would. I could.
Beautiful.
That works for me.
I don't know that it's important than any
of that. Two-day deal. It's making it more.
We just have the committee.
The two-day
preferences. Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Senator Olson.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that it's important that we have the committee submit their calendars where they are and aren't available, and we try to have LRC staff work out dates that accommodate the most of us. If we sat here like this, we'd be here until we go into session at 10. And the only other thing that I would say is with due deference to Senator Bradford is if he had some input as to what some potential dates in the middle of the summer, if we're going to have a East River, West River type of scenario where we would try to get down into Indian Country. If there are certain dates that worked in Senator Bradford's potentially, with whether there was some other cultural significance down there too that we could actually take in at the same time and kill two birds with one stone, that would be my preference.
Very good. Okay, we'll do that then. We'll sit with LRC and I'll send in your dates if you know they don't work, and we'll try to pick a couple days that'll accommodate the most of us.
Chair,
Representative Fartin.
You're talking about the dates for the all you know, June through September, then, you know, every
well,
month.
Well, yeah, I think so, but I think if we plan too far out, we're going to have just a worse time trying to pick the date. So I think in June we'll try to pick the date for July. If your calendar is anything like mine, the closer I get to the dates, the more sure I am of the conflicts. So I think rather than picking 4 days through the summer and trying to stick to it, I think especially if Senator Bradford can give us some dates that will work great down on the reservation and maybe some unique opportunities for us to share in some of the Native American events, that would be great. I don't know what they have during the summer, but a good powwow or something would be very interesting. I'd enjoy that very much. So, Representative Wismer.
Will there be a request or a need to go to any of the other reservations besides in the southwestern part of the state?
I think with the last redistricting, I think that was the one that has caused the most problems with our district, so I believe that's where we need to go. I'm not aware of a requirement to go elsewhere. I mean, we could go to, if we're in Sioux Falls, we're going to be pretty close to Flandreau. It would be easy enough for them to attend that meeting, and Pier would accommodate a little bit to the northwest. So I think that's... Representative Bowling.
Can I direct a question, Mr. Fry?
Please.
How many
counties are covered by the Voting Rights Act of 65? I know it's not the whole state, but I know Shannon and Todd, are there any others that are covered?
I don't remember that. I don't think there are any others that are covered by the Voting Rights Act specifically. You know, we've had litigation, however, over that area covered by the Cheyenne River Reservation and by the Standing Rock. So we have had litigation up there, which caused the creation of single-member districts. So even though they're not specifically mentioned, you want to pay special attention to those. However, there's more contiguous area up there that has not been a problem. If you remember, District 27 the last time ran across, you know, used Shannon County, then ran across the bottom of Bennett County to pick up Todd because the incumbents were highly desirous of having the two of them together. That was what the court struck down. So not because it was gerrymandered, but because it was packed. That is much too high a concentration. So then we split them and create another single-member district. We'll have to see how the population has grown there. Part of the problem, of course, is that in the same areas you have a decline in non-Indian population. So we'll have to see how it works out, and we'll maybe take some direction as to how to draw districts now and give you some ideas as to where the population increases are and where the declines are and how that is affected racially. So, but a long answer to a short question. The short answer is no. Those are the two counties that are covered specifically.
I know Representative Bolin has. Has anybody else actually looked at the census material and put together perspective maps across the state for redistricting? Well, some of that should be on.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Just for the committee's information, you can go on census.gov and you can pick up, if you're willing to spend enough time looking at it, you can break down. It's all broken down by townships, counties, townships, municipalities. It's under American Fact Finder under census.gov.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, American Fact Finder is not a user-friendly application. It takes quite a bit of time to wade through that. We have, I think, a better approach as far as the software is concerned in Autobahn, but the problem is that Autobahn costs, what, $5,000 a seat? So we didn't buy very many seats, obviously. We will be more than happy to help you try to put that together. The actual numbers are out on the state's GIS system. The numbers actually reside in something called ArcView, which is what the state uses for all of its GIS work. Then Autobahn sits kind of on top of that for the specific purpose of doing redistricting. But the data's out there in ArcView. If you're an ArcView fan, or ArcView reader, that's a lot of, you know, that's a little better to work with. But we can figure out a way maybe to make that available for you and so on.
Senator Peters?
I think we need to have something available. I mean, we obviously can't make decisions without looking at any data and allowing the staff to just put it together. I think we all have to look at the data. I mean,
I agree. I think if I remember right, the redistricting was sent out to specific leadership positions and from the Census Bureau. And I have a copy of that. Senator Olson has a copy. Representative Lust does. Representative Fargin. And so there's a few copies. But I think if we can look at that list of who it was sent to and maybe commandeer their mailings, we can get more of us can have copies of that to look through.
If I might, Mr. Chairman, if you look at that data, it's just raw data. It really helps to have something to help you work with it. So we'll give you what Mike suggests is we'll lay out some fairly detailed tables for you and print them out and give you that. If you'd like, we should maybe talk about, do you want to do conurbations? We can look at that. There'll be several different ways of doing that and how many districts you want to, that might be the bone of contention is how many districts and how the population lines up and so on. We can give you county and township data. West of the river, not many townships. There are some census tracts out there. So might note that there are two county, one of the precepts is when you start that you try not to break county lines. We had only two counties. I think there were districts in and of themselves, Lawrence and Yankton. Lawrence is pretty close again to having the right numbers, but it depends on how the counties around it fit in, and you may need to borrow from them. And that, of course, makes them a bit itchy. So that's the kind of thing that we need to work out. But we'll start to do tables for you. We'll do whatever we can. We'll certainly get you county data. We'll get you township data where the townships exist. We'll get you city data for the cities themselves. And then we'll get you what other kinds of tracts the Census Bureau has favored us with, and those are fairly detailed. Then as you begin to get more and more conscious of how you want to do the larger cities and whether you want to split them or not, then you'll need to do block level data as well, and we have that also. So we can give you all the tables and lots of numbers. So, and we can also give you maps if you want the maps drawn, because that's what Autobahn will do for you. And it'll lay out tables that underlie the map, so you can go behind what the map looks like and see where the numbers are. And that it automatically, fairly automatically, does that. So,
how quickly do you think the staff will be able to send that information to us?
Lou, where are we at right now? We're all sitting around with the tutorial to Autobahn, refreshing our memory as to how it works. But we're getting close. We're probably, 2 to 3 weeks away? we should be able to start doing some work on this in or giving you some meaningful numbers in 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay. Representative Junkie.
Jim, will that have native versus white versus minority numbers with that included in the table?
Yes, it will. There are more combinations of ethnicity than you could possibly believe in this data.
I appreciate all the tables and all of the data analysis, but I think there's a number of the folks on the committee that would still appreciate the raw data as well. I mean, just to have it, to look at it, to sort through it on our own, too. I mean, I understand you've got programs and things that can do this, but...
I think to accommodate some of that is we'll still track okay. who received the packets
okay.
from the Census Bureau, and we'll try to get those out of those hands and into the committee's hands, as many of those as we can, so...
Yeah, if I might, Mr. Chairman, we can give you the raw data, and you can earn the codes, and you can go through and match them up if you want to. It's going to take a day or two. Pack a lunch. It's an all-day deal.
Senator Olson.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I think that it would be appropriate that, as we have a number of non-legislative guests in the audience today, if there are people that are here, we only do this, have the opportunity to do this every 10 years, so if there's people from the public that want to identify themselves for the records purpose, we'd allow a minute, 2 minutes to identify themselves just to be placed on the record as being a participant.
If there being no objection, we'll do that. We'll open up the mic here for people to come and introduce themselves that are here from the public if they'd like and give us some initial comments as to the direction they hope this committee takes. If there's someone in the audience that would like to do so, please come forward. We won't run a hard clock, but about 2 minutes, if you will, that would be great, and give everybody an opportunity. Mr. Thompson.
Thank you, Chairs, for the opportunity to speak to you today. I'm Bill Thompson from Sioux Falls, former legislator, and I hope that you will allow public testimony and questions and suggestions as you meet. For instance, I already have two for you. Of the staff, I know you. This committee was selected by a joint select committee. Is there any information about what happened, what transpired in that meeting on the internet? I was not aware of it until after the fact. I don't know if this meeting had to be posted like any other committee meeting, and if minutes were taken, and if that information is available. If it is, I think the public would like to have access to that. My second question would be, how much access will the citizens of South Dakota have to the same information that you're receiving? That question implies that I would like to have as much information access as or any other citizen in South Dakota would like to have that access that you have. Thank you.
Further comments?
Jim.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Julie Johnson representing Absolutely Aberdeen. As you know, Aberdeen grew in this last census, and we are now larger than that optimum district size. So may I mark my place here by simply saying that we would like some involvement in how Aberdeen is carved up into more than one legislative district. We'll work on that at home, obviously, and there's some other legislators on this committee who will be sensitive to that issue as well. But please know that we'll try to be involved in that. Thank you very much.
Very good. And I think that as you look around at the committee members here, feel free to put that data together and send it to all of us. We'll certainly take that into consideration. Any further public input at this point?
Just
this point, Mr. Chairman, we're ready for, you know, what you'd like us to do the first time around.
Well, Mr. Chairman, we're ready for staff direction and to see whether you want us to, what you would like us to address initially, in addition to giving people the raw data and the tables, either digitally or on paper.
Senator Olson.
Thanks. And former Representative Thompson brings up a good point as far as the public input and the availability for the public to participate in this process. And I know that it's difficult when we have state-tribal relations, when we travel to different areas, to put that information out live on the Internet. And I was questioned to Mr. Fry and the staff as far as the actual recording of the events. As I said, you know, we only do this every 10 years. I mean, is it feasible, is it possible to, because we can't broadcast live from remote locations without the right DDN connectivity, can we record those committee hearings and testimony and then rebroadcast at a later date if necessary?
Mr. Chairman? We can record it. It is it'd be the old-fashioned way with cassette tapes, or we'll see if we can find a digital recording mechanism. We do not own such a beast, so we'll have to see if we can find one somewhere, and perhaps the public broadcasting people would have access to the kind of thing that would also be compatible with their system, so that we could do the recording, bring it to them, and then they could put it on the web. So we'll explore that.
Yeah, I think South Dakota Public Broadcasting would be a nice avenue. If this might be something of great interest to them, that they would be at all of our meetings, so that would maybe work out very well. To Mr. Thompson's question on how the committee was appointed, it was both a majority and minority in agreement. The speaker and the president pro tem actually appointed the committee with their input, and then the committee to be adopted by the legislature was that was more of a formality, and then the legislature as a whole voted the committee and accepted this as the appointment. So there was no meeting, there was no minutes, it was purely appointment from the speaker and the president pro tem talking with the minority leaders also. So that's how this committee was established. And yes, it was passed and adopted by both houses, the Senate and the House. So, any further direction for staff? 3 to 4 weeks, they're going to get us as much information. I will also direct staff to try to track down the mailing list, and from those members here that are interested in the census data, to try to get that distributed as best as possible throughout the committee. Anything else for staff at this point? Senator Bradford? We'll do our best. The Census Bureau data is it's all on CDs, and there's a big three-ring binder, so, but we will try to accommodate. Does anybody else need a hard copy? Otherwise, we'll go on. Okay. Let staff know if you need a hard copy. So I think we're going to have 3 or 4. So,
If I might, Mr. Chairman, we'll try to do at least the first go around in hard copy, so people can get familiar with the data. You'll have to become somewhat conversant in the census designations for certain kinds of subdivisions, and we'll try to fill in some blanks or overwrite with a more common name if we can, call a township instead of a P009-4839, et cetera, et cetera. So that's going to be the tricky part, but we can do a data dump for folks that want to try to wade through that along with a key. And let them have at it. So, and you can get it off American Fact Finder. Representative Bowen that's an impressive feat, frankly, to get data out of there, meaningful data. Yes, sir.
And then in June, then we'll have the test on this book. So make sure you
open book.
Steady. We have the open book test. And I do we have other copies of this available if some of the public would like them?
We have a limited number of copies available for the public. Come and see me. We have probably five or six copies, a little bit. There's yours. Didn't know where you were going to sit. So, but yes. Yeah, there you go. Yes. But there are a limited number. I've got probably five or six copies left for people to take if they would like. So that's a pretty complete book.
So just if you'd like a copy, stop down at LRC office and please sign out so we know who has them in case in the future we need to track them down so that other people can share in that. So, Representative Kirkby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question. In the next month or 6 weeks, if Representative Fargan has a question, who would be our contact person with LRC staff?
Mr. Fry?
You may Dave will be primary for the technical data, so contact Dave initially, primary. I'll be secondary. super technical questions on the data. Lou is your best friend wading through the digital tables. So in that group, those are it'll be Dave, myself, and then Lou.
If this committee has different email addresses than have been used and would use that, want that as a preference, make sure that LRC gets that. So when we're sending out information, it's at your email address that you check most often. Senator Roden.
Well, that raised a question for me because in the past, I think the LRC has been somewhat reluctant to send them to our home email to copy both our state email and our home. Will they be able to send this to our home email?
Absolutely. I get it on mine, so just make sure they have that address as your preference, and they'll make sure it's in there. Not a problem.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Olson.
So for the record, then, we are going to check the committee's calendars to see the potential conflict dates and then establish our initial meeting after today. And then from that point going forward, we will at that meeting decide when the next meeting is going to be, and then the public would find out how to follow our calendar from there on out.
After my, Mr. Chairman, we could probably begin the process by simply putting a schedule on our website and just point to it. There's a way to do that if they know to go to interim committees, or we could actually put a maybe we'll put a an icon on the home page and let them go straight to that information. We intend to try to do the same kind of data distribution we would do for an ordinary committee, like especially special joint appropriations, for example, where we'll try to put, to the extent it's not too voluminous, we can, and it's given to us digitally, we can maybe put it on the site and people would have access to it there. For those people that bring us paper data, we don't have staff to key it in. So, but we might be able to scan it and put it out there. So, but it would be, it's a delay. We wouldn't have it ahead of time. People who bring paper data to the committees, for the folks that are here, if there is a possibility you can give it to us digitally, even just a PDF format ahead of time, we can then place that on the site in the data documents repository, and everybody would then have access to it. So, give us a couple days in advance of the meeting.
I think, too, we can do press releases, too, especially when we're traveling to Sioux Falls or to Rapid or down in the reservation, and put them in the papers so that like a regular public notice.
That was my follow-up question. Is there a notice provision that we have to post our meetings to make the public aware as we take our show on the road to make sure that the public has the opportunity to participate?
There is. We'll do probably one or two press releases, maybe more than that. One of the other things that we have been really depended on in the past, the local delegation in Indian Country has usually set up a lot of the meeting places and has been responsible for getting the word out down there through the local channels and so on, or telling us where the local channels are and then putting us in contact with them, and we can do that. So we can make the kinds of contacts or they can. So we'll need some help, especially from Senator Bradford because of his, you know, his membership on the committee. We'll need some help in, among other things, finding places and getting the word out.
Well, and I see that as probably the most logistically challenging meeting that we have. So the sooner we can lock in that meeting down on the reservation.
Before, the last time we went to both Rosebud and Pine Ridge, so probably that would be the main.
Do one in the.
I don't know about Eagle Butte. I would think that we ought to have some kind of.
Okay. Well, our first meeting will be here, and then I think if there's dates that fall naturally for, I think we'd do one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And if those dates become clear early, I think we'll put that on the calendar as quickly as we can, and then we can, because I think Sioux Falls and Rapid City we are probably easier to find places and make that work than it will be on the reservation. So.
Well, we met at college last time, and then the other time we met behind the hospital, Casey Foundation. There.
Okay.
So, and then we met at Wolf Creek School. That's right, we did.
Okay.
I attended all those meetings. I wasn't on.
Well, we'll direct staff to keep that going right away and see if we can't, you know, if
I
it's
know we could meet if, at Wolf Creek again.
Okay. But location and time,
yeah.
We can get those nailed down. I think once we get that, we can fill in the rest of our state calendar for our meetings. Any other, Representative Wismer?
So are we are considering full committee hearings in both Sioux Falls and Rapid City areas? Is that
I would say yes. I think we would need to. They're
involving our committee, our full committee.
This full committee, yes. Yep.
I'd prefer closer to Madison than Sioux Falls, but just me.
How about Hartford?
I'm sorry.
Representative Fargin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I was just wondering, with the first meeting, do you want, I guess, how we're going to be doing maps? Are we're going to have some maps available? You want some of us to bring something to the committee, or are we going to be going there talking about more about logistics and how we're going to go about it, or are we going to start in right away?
My feel is that we'll jump in right away. I think we'll throw some ideas out on the table. I think we're going to be looking at Sioux Falls and Rapid City as the overall boundary and then how that's cut up inside. I think so the contingencies from Rapid and from Sioux Falls, I think, should come with some preconceived idea on how that's developed. We're going to get some data 3 to 4 weeks, so by the end of April we should have some good data from LRC, and I think we come to that first meeting, let's come ready to work. I'm new to this process, so I'm not 100% sure what will all happen, but I think we'll just go in and we'll take some public testimony, and we'll share our ideas, take public testimony, come back and just go to work. It's going to be a lot of slicing and dicing. State populations moved around and increased a little, but near as I can tell, we still have 35 districts. We just got to figure out how to do it. Representative Farger.
I know, talking to Jim Fry earlier, that Rapid City and Sioux Falls, we kind of had subcommittees, not subcommittees, but area people from those areas help out. Are we going to be doing that again this year then also?
I assume so. I think it would be very similar to what happened 10 years ago, Mr. Fry.
Well, I think that works pretty well. The big question is going to be, what do you want to create? It's called conurbation districts, but what do you want to create? And that you probably should retain control of and decide how and where you want the external boundaries to be. You probably don't. Well, you know, the closer you are to Sioux Falls, the more you'll care about where they draw their internal boundaries, but their external boundary matters to everybody. And same with Rapid in the Hills area. So you're going to see how much fun it is to move lines around inside the cities to hit the population levels you want and so on. So,
well,
but you can choose
the
externals.
I think our committee makeup is such where there is a group in Sioux Falls and there is a group in Rapid and you know you're in Flanders, close to Sioux Falls, and I think if they can have some correspondence within that group starting to talk about those boundaries, I think that would be good input also. But
yeah, the Sioux Falls Conurbation District goes up to the north end of Moody County. You probably care a lot.
Any other, Senator Bradford?
I have quite a bit of contact with our native people that are new to Rapid City, hoping we can identify somewhat those people and where they're at. They kind of feel they're told that process. And it's a big number. It's big numbers.
Yeah, and I would think that whole Southwest and Rapid, that whole region is going to be just an interesting step through as we get through that because of the different groups that we have out there. Anything else in our organizational meeting? Send in those dates that will not work, and we'll throw a dart at the map, and we'll pick a day and...
We'll start dropping data of all kinds. So.
And then again, we'll go through that list of who's received the census material. You've got the list? Okay. And we can make some of those available. Senator Olson?
I just think that there's a number of members on this committee that also serve on State Tribal Relations Committee, and I think that we could use that format as well to get the word out to the tribal communities that we want their input at these meetings and keep them informed through that process on when we're going to meet.
Bradford.
I just want to what's the situation for more of it, a single member district? I mean, can it only be in those areas where reservation areas? Is that the only place where we could actually have a
No, legislatively we could set up as many statutory, we could do whatever, but I think as the need arises, obviously the bigger the district, the more concern there is about that. So I think that's part of our discussion as we go. Representative Fargin?
Yeah, I think he brings up a great point, you know, especially we're going to be gaining, you know, a few seats, or we're going to be losing a few seats in the rural areas and gaining in the city areas. And by looking at some of those rural areas, maybe do single districts because they're so large and just areas like that. So I think that's something to keep in mind, especially when the movement is towards the cities and the rural areas are getting much larger.
So. Yeah, and I think that's on the table. That's fair discussion, so as we go forward. Representative Junkie.
Thank you. And this is kind of for staff or are you as chair. I believe from 10 years ago, we have a statute on the books referring to Representative Fargin that he amended in committee, you know, that was proposed amendment. You know, I think we should put that on, bring that the first meeting and formulate. Maybe we need to amend that during the special session we did 10 years ago, because if I remember right, the statute that we dealt with said that any county that was split the previous 10 years will be attempted to be made whole. Well, that didn't work, so we took that off the books. We repealed that portion and laid this new statute over the top of it, if I remember right, Mr. Chair. Maybe we should look at that, and we can formulate that. Maybe we're going to need to do that again, repeal what's currently in statute for redistricting and put ours in the special session. Just a suggestion.
Yep, very good, and I think the staff can send copies of that out to us. So. Anything else that we want staff to do for us? Any other input for the good of the committee? Representative Farjan.
I just have one more question. I know, Jim, you were saying that that the auto bond is pretty expensive and whatnot. I guess what's our access, our ability to have the access to the auto bond? You said it was $5,000 per copy, so we probably won't all be getting that. Can we download it, or do we have to come here to peer? How does that work, I guess?
Mr. Chairman? Yeah. Auto bond requires quite a bit of system resources, so you will have to be in the capital to work with it. It's a kind of a tough program to run. That is, it works pretty well. But we'll be happy to shoot you at the tutorial, and you can get a look at how it works. And then we'll have seats around for you to use. And if we don't have enough seats, then we'll have to look at purchasing another license. But we'll do what's necessary to make sure everybody has access to the kinds of things they need.
Will we have that up on the big screen and access when we meet as we go? I mean, if we were in 414 or in here, I mean, is that...
You could, I guess. We can run it. I think it...
I don't know what I'm asking for.
But yeah, right. Yeah. Well, let's let you have a look at it and go from there. Because if you want to do them on the fly, that's a little more difficult to do your redistricting as you sit there and people put input in. I think maybe it's a better idea to have several samples and kind of say, well, we can kind of shift from here or there and that sort of thing. But we'll see. I mean, we certainly have the power to run it and show it on the screens. Technologically, it is possible.
Blue smiling. I like it. Well, but keep that in mind as you put together, if you can get stuff on computers, because we can upload them on the big screens in our meeting rooms, and then the general public can see what we're looking at also. So I would encourage as much of that as we can to get the data on computers so we can use our technology. So anything else for the good of the committee? Hearing none, thank you very much, and we will pick a date and get that out, and we'll see you in June.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.